Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to my video and podcast. Video number two, my success anchoring series, the next video in my success ritual series. And this video is all about rejection. Bum, 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 bum. How to get over your fear of rejection, how to remove the emotional charge from past experiences of being rejected, and instead of being disempowered by rejection, become empowered. Powered by it. So enjoy video number two in my series on success anchors on rejection. Bum, 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 bum. Hi, my name is Zakaran, and I help success-minded people create the happy, wealthy, abundant, fun lifestyle that you love. My videos, podcasts, and books, etc. I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, and relationship to help you create the health, wealth, and abundance and freedom that you desire. You can find more goodies, more supportive, wonderful things for you to become a conscious, deliberate creator at zakaran.com. Go get yourself a free copy of my book, video, and audio series, The Top 10 Secrets of Success and the Law of Attraction, to easily and quickly create and attract your dreams and desires into your physical reality at top10secrets.info. All right, here we go. How to de-energize past traumas of rejection, future fears of rejection, and how to anchor patterns of success and empowerment so that it is impossible for you to feel any pain of rejection and even become empowered by rejection to manifest your dreams and desires in your physical reality and be happy, healthy, and wealthy. Extremely empowering. So these are really easy to follow exercises and processes from the legend Anthony Robbins. Free yourself from the past and building an immensely prosperous future for yourself by getting over the bump, 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 fear and pain of rejection. All right, here. Do you feel easily rejected? Does even a simple no or I'm not interested feel painful? Oh, I've been rejected. Do you fear taking action steps for fear of being rejected? Do you fear picking up the phone, making calls, or even sending an invitation on social media or via a message because you fear rejection? Are you sabotaging your success and your happiness for fear of being rejected? The main problem that most people have is they have rules about life that make it easy to feel rejected and therefore feel bad. Most people have placed their self-worth in the hands of other people. In other words, if people like me, if they like me, approve of my behavior, and love me, then I'll feel good about myself. But if they don't like what I like, or like me, or approve of me, or understand me, then that means they're rejecting me. And most people have this disempowering pattern because they have been trained to believe that way. But the pattern, this pattern, is the road to unhappiness and failure and struggle and poverty, not happiness, wealth, fun, joy, and success. So what are your old rules of rejection? What has to happen for you to feel rejected? And in a similar manner, what must other people do to you or for you to reject them? If you struggle and fail at something, will you be rejected and ridiculed? Is that your fear? I mean, that's why most people do not follow their dreams for fear of being rejected. If they fail or lose money, etc., or even if they just struggle and don't become a millionaire in a week. It's the same reason people resist starting their own businesses or pursuing careers that are out of the ordinary, such as some sort of creative endeavor, for fear of ridicule and rejection. So it is obvious that fear of rejection is impeding the success and fulfillment of most of humanity. It's probably the biggest issue that everybody deals with on a psychological level every single day. But you are not willing to settle for such blatant disempowerment. So, how can I get over my fears of rejection that are sabotaging my success? And how can I no longer feel negatively affected emotionally when someone says no? I'm not interested in your business or your service or your product. So how do we get over feeling kicked in the gut from those experiences? Well, step one, decide that you're not going to let this negative pattern of reaction and feeling and emotion of feeling bad because you've been allegedly rejected run your life. So make a decision. The root of decide means to cut off, like incision. I'm going to cut myself off from that bullshit feeling. I'm not going to I'm not going to feel bad. I've decided I'm no longer going to feel bad if somebody, quote unquote, rejects me. I'm going to cut off this limited bad feeling emotion. It's now gone. So now we're going to set it up so that it is impossible for you to be rejected. So step two, get leverage on yourself to follow through using the basic motivations in life, pain and pleasure. So ask yourself, what is the price I will have to pay if I don't control this negative, bad feeling pattern of fearing rejection? What will be the consequences to your success and happiness and freedom? If you don't get over this pattern, what is certain is failure, lack of success, more struggle, more disappointment, frustration, unhappiness. So write all this stuff down. Sit down. What's your stuff about it? Are you going to feel a lack of fulfillment? Are you going to feel like a failure? Go on and get really big about this. You want to build some massive, massive pain with failing to change and improve. So what will you miss out on in life? What relationships will you never have? Or what relationships will you have will never improve? What fun will you never have? What adventures will you never have? What amazing experiences will you never have? What businesses will you never try? What creations will you never create? What place will you never travel to? So make this really, really, really painful, that you give yourself major pain if you do nothing and change nothing in your life. What benefits will you not be able to provide for your wife, husband, lover, children, parents, if you don't achieve your dreams? What benefits will you not be able to provide to other people in your community on planet Earth to improve the quality of their lives if you don't take the proper action and get over this rejection crap? All right, step three. So, sit down and really do, really, really build up that negative pain. Step three, positive, happy leverage. So we've built up a lot of negative, painful leverage that's going to motivate us to run from pain. So now we're going to create some positive, fun, joyful leverage that's going to get us to go towards what we want, towards joy. So what are all the benefits you will receive if you freed yourself from the fear of rejection? What would you be able to do and accomplish? What levels of confidence and success and prosperity and happiness and freedom would you finally be able to experience? What kind of action would you take towards your success on a daily basis easily without the pain of feeling rejection? What kind of results would occur easily from your new found liberation from the shackles of fear of rejection? How would you feel? What amazing empowerment would you feel? What amazing confidence would you feel? What massive pleasure will you gain from freeing yourself from the fears of rejection? So at this point, you've created the carrot and the stick. You've created the leverage of pain. you will avoid and the pleasure you will achieve when you take the necessary action and get over your fear of rejection. So the pleasure of success is inspiring you now to take action. All right, so step four. Now we're going to make some new rules about life. Now you want to create new rules about what has to happen for you to feel rejected. Previously, your rules of rejection were many and caused you to feel rejected easily. Your old rules of rejection were built upon a lie that you need other people's approval. Your old rules might have been, if someone says no to my product, service, or opportunity, or someone does not approve of my behavior, my business interests, etc., or if someone does not agree with my beliefs and interests and doesn't like what I like, then I am being rejected, so I feel bad. So most people have rules that make it really easy to feel rejected. So let's make your new rules be impossible for you to feel rejected. My new rules are that my self-worth and happiness is not dependent upon anyone. I determine how I'm going to feel, and I choose to feel good now, regardless of what anyone else believes or agrees or disagrees or approves or disapproves or likes or doesn't like what I like, etc. What other people like, dislike, approve, or disapprove about me or anything else related to me or not related to me is none of my freaking business. I don't need other people's agreement or approval to feel happy, content, and fulfilled. If someone tries to give you their judgment or their disapproval and you do not accept their gift, quote unquote, then doesn't that judgment still belong to them? So the only way I can feel rejected is if I agree with someone else's judgments or their beliefs. So really the only way you could feel rejected is if you violate your own standards and go against your own rules and values. You could only feel rejected if you believed their lie and their beliefs about you. In other words, if you feel rejected because someone doesn't appear to like you because they don't want what you want and they don't like what you like, then you are giving your own personal power away to someone else. But your new rules of rejection don't allow that. So your new rule is that I will not allow anyone's beliefs or perceptions about me or anything I'm interested in destroy my good feeling empowered state and how I feel about myself especially. I am magnificent in everything I think, say, and do, and everything I'm passionate about and interested in, and everything I like, love, and appreciate is all perfect for me. And I am the only one who gets to determine my happiness and my self-worth and my empowerment. So set new rules for yourself that make it impossible to feel rejected. My standards are so high that other people's negative crap is microscopic and meaningless. The only way I can feel rejected is if someone says something or does something that I agree with 100% and believe what they say is true. The only way I can feel rejected is if I give other people the power and control over my own happiness, which I no longer do. I am in charge of my own happiness. No one else is in charge of my happiness. The only reason anyone feels rejected is they believe other people's crap and doubt their own desires, actions, and intentions. So my new rule of rejection is I can't be rejected. It is impossible for me to feel rejected because I don't care what anyone else thinks, says, or does because it has nothing to do with me. I am in charge of my own happiness, success, and abundance. Rejection is no longer a part of my reality because I determine my reality, no one else does. It is impossible for me to feel bad about myself because my happiness is not dependent upon other people. So I can't be rejected. I reject their rejection. Someone is saying no is not a personal rejection. It's them rejecting something that could, because I'm offering it, it's a gift I'm offering. it's them rejecting something that could improve the quality of their lives. So they're rejecting their own blessing. They're rejecting a priceless gift that could improve the quality of their life. But that's none of my business. Your rejection of my gifts has no negative effect upon my life and reality. In fact, it empowers me because it gives me greater clarity about what I want, which is people who appreciate my gifts. Whether someone likes, loves, or approves of me has nothing to do with me. Whether or not someone likes what I like or has nothing to do with me. Whether or not somebody appreciates my gifts has nothing to do with me. According to Tony Robbins, and I'm sure every single success trainer on planet Earth would agree, massive rejection is the key to success. Massive no's leads to the few yeses, or the one yes, that helps you succeed beyond your wildest dreams. So my new rule of success is if I'm getting no, if I'm being rejected, quote unquote, then I know I am on track to success. Lack of interest, no response, wimpy, impotent, inactive people, etc. Their rejection, their etc. from other people means I am succeeding. So rejection equals success. Yeah! All right, so step five. Now we're going to erase the past. We're going to take the charge off of the past. We're going to use the erasure technique to take the emotional charge off of all of the zillions of times we have felt rejected or betrayed, etc., or disappointed by other people. We're going to erase the emotional charge from our supposed failures, from feeling rejected, or beliefs that we failed because we were rejected. So see a specific time in your past where you felt the pain of rejection from relationships or business, or in a general way. See and feel all the times people have said no, all the times people took little or no action. You felt disappointed, rejected, let down. Maybe even somebody tried to steal your dreams by telling you that you were nuts. And don't give up your day job. Now run those memories backwards at lightning speed and see them like a cartoon. Like a Bugs Bunny Roadrunner coyote cartoon. Really colorful with funny cartoon music. Run it forward, run it backwards, back and forth, back and forth. Make it really, really funny. Play funny music. Make it meaningless. Add bubbles. You know, just make it funny like a comedy. Make it unreal. Make it meaningless. Turn all the idiots who said no into cartoon characters with Mickey Mouse ears. And make them really small like ants. And they talk with squeaky little voices like munchkins. No, no, I'm not interested. Do this over and over again, and then just see all those memories and all those people just fading away into the distance as they're all blown away and they drift into the sun and they no longer have any meaning, energy, charge. So now we've de-energized the past. Now, next step, put yourself in an empowered state. Imagine those times where you won, where you were a champion. You got the blue ribbon, you got the medal, you got your dream, you got the girl, you got the boy, you succeeded and you felt great, you got that amazing job, you got that amazing promotion, you were ecstatic with joy and pride, and you felt on top of the world like you could do anything. Now see yourself succeeding at the dreams that you want to fulfill. All the no's and the supposed rejection means nothing to you. You're a success, you're a champion. All those no's and rejection were just stepping stones to the top of the mountain. You're feeling awesome. You're feeling rich. You feel empowered. You feel like a king. You feel like a queen. You feel 100% empowered, full of clarity. You know what you want. You know how to get it. Things come to you easily. Everything always goes your way. You've got the cars. You've got the houses. You've got the boats. You've got the freedom. You've received the awards. the kudos, the recognition. You've received the wealth. You're unstoppable. You're a winner. You're a champion. And now clench your fist and shake it with power and say, yes, and anchor that into your physiology. Say, yes, I'm a winner. Yes, I'm a champion. Keep imagining you're winning, you're succeeding, you're getting what you want. Everything comes to you easily and say, yes. And now imagine getting a no. Clench your fist and say, yes. That no means nothing now. You're empowered. You're on top of the world. You're a legend. You're a champion. Someone rejects your offer, your product, your business. Clench your fist and say, yes, yes. I'm a winner. I'm a champion. And you're feeling, whether you're feeling experiencing rejection or not, you're a champion. You're a legend. It means nothing. So we're anchoring your power physiologically. We're conditioning you so rejection doesn't kick you in the ass. In fact, it makes you stronger. Rejection. Fire your anchor. Yes. You get a no. Fire your anchor. Yes. Feeling good. No matter what. You don't care. Piss off. We're creating a new neural association to feel empowered by rejection. You're feeling strong. You're on top of the world. You're a success. You're rich. You're happy. Yes. You get a no. Yes. Yes, I'm unstoppable, feeling incredible. So just feel awesome, feel incredible, feel like a winner. Yes, you get a no. Yes, I don't want your product. Yeah, your product sucks, your service sucks, your business sucks. Fuck off. Yes, I'm a legend, I'm a champion. I just offered that person the key to their happiness, health, wealth, and freedom. I'm a freaking legend. Yes, I'm a success. I can succeed at anything. Stand and stick your chest out. Feeling tall on top of the world. Confident. Empowered. A legend. A champion. A king. A queen. A multimillionaire. A billionaire. And again, in that unstoppable state of confidence and success. Hey, someone says, no, I don't like it. And yeah, clench your fist and say, yes! Rejection, yes! Give it to me, yes! Fire off your good feeling on top of the world. Anchor, yes! Someone says no. Yes! I feel great. Someone judges you and talks shit about you. Yes! I'm on track. I'm on the road to success. Yes! Someone rejects you and your offer. Yes! Ha ha ha! I've got the deal. I've got the gold. I've got the multi-million-dollar gift. Yes! Do this over and over again so you are conditioned to feel strong when you are rejected. Every no equals yes. Feeling great. Yes. I don't care. Yes, because I'm feeling good. And when you're conducting business and, you know, pursuing your dreams and you're copping flack and the dogs are barking, yes, I'm a legend. I'm on track. I'm right on the money. Dogs don't bark at parked cars. No equals yes. Empowered, yes. And every time someone says no, or they take no action, which really means no, or people wimp out, it's to disappoint you. Hey, there's no such thing as disappointment because you're empowered. Clench your fist and say yes. Fire off your success anchor. Yes, be empowered by rejection. And no, by firing off your success anchor so that your massive rejection equals massive success. Yes! Now you're not afraid of no's. You embrace no. And every no means yes! Empowerment. Feeling great. Yes! Closer to my dreams. Yes! On top of the world. Yes! So, let's recap, shall we? I made a clear, concise, self-empowered decision to change this limiting pattern and create a new self-empowering pattern. I got leverage on myself so that it is impossible to fail because I'm going to run. I'm going to run naturally from what was previously sabotaging my success, and I'm going to run towards what is going to ensure my success and make me happy, which is really all I want anyway. Pain, if I don't change, pleasure, when I do. So I'm gonna fucking change, aren't I? I'm going to avoid pain and I'm going to pursue pleasure, so my success is absolutely 100% assured. I illuminated all my old rules that were sabotaging my success. Then I used the erasure technique, the cartoon technique, as I like to call it, to take the emotional charge off of my past dramas and traumas and poor me, I've been rejected. Then I made new rules that made it impossible for me to be rejected and impossible to fail and absolutely effortless for me to succeed. Then I put myself in a high vibrational state, anchor that high emotional, empowered state of success physiologically with my shaker fist. Yes! And then I imagine myself being rejected and I fired off my success anchor. And in day-to-day life and in business, when I get a no/rejection, I'm going to fire off my success anchor. Yes! Go ahead, say no. Yes! And now I'm free from the shackles of fear of rejection because now I embrace no. I embrace rejection. Because massive rejection equals massive success. And it's not just theory because I feel empowered by rejection. Yes! Ha! Freaking ha! Yes, I'm on track. I'm on the road to the top. I'm on the road to freedom. I'm a champion regardless of what anyone else does, thinks, says, or doesn't do. Yes! I'm succeeding regardless of anyone else's beliefs, judgments, perceptions, thoughts, words, or actions. Yes, I'm a legend. I'm a winner. Yes, I'm making my dreams come true. Yes. Now, go through your past failures, your past rejections, and apply this process to them. You don't need to dig up every single experience from the past. Just tackle what pops into your head that's got the most emotional charge, because those are going to be the issues with the most charge on them and the ones that are most negatively affecting you and making you think in sort of negative patterns. Now write down any benefits you have received from your past experiences. Maybe you developed greater compassion for people who have rejected you and your gifts because you now understand that they were not rejecting you. They were rejecting their own creation, the solution to their prayers, but felt unworthy to receive the gifts and the solutions that you were offering to improve the quality of their lives. And they attracted you. You were just doing your service. So now you understand that their rejection of you and your offering has nothing to do with you. Or maybe it gave you greater clarity of the kind of people you want in your life. You prefer happy, abundant, generous, caring, giving, loving, open people rather than the opposite. And you received greater clarity in general about what you do want because you experienced a lot of what you don't want. Because you're never more clear about what you do want when you are clear about what you don't want. So have fun with this process, and in the immortal words of Kevin Trudeau, I will see you at the top, and I will see you on the beaches of the world. So thanks for watching this video, listening to this podcast. Please share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings, because you love them, don't you? You don't want to deny them these amazing, empowering stuff that's going to help them succeed. So forward it to your friends. Come visit me at ZakiRon.com for more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. Go get yourself a free copy of my book, video, and audio series, The Top 10 Secrets of Success and the Law of Attraction to Easily, Quickly, Create and Attract Your Dreams and Desires in Your Physical Reality at top10secrets.info. My name is ZakiRon, and I help success-minded entrepreneurs achieve a success mindset and propel your life and your business to unlimited heights of success, to achieve the freedom you desire. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance and a lot of fun and a lot of adventure on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday! Woohoo!